This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You are back here on Joy 94.9. You are listening to The Bad Gays. We're up to no good, as always. But with me here in the studio, I'm getting an even, like, well, I think we're up to even... more no good. That didn't make any sense.
Or
I'm not even gonna try. You may know this person. They're blowing up, they're pretty big, they're releasing something very, very, very soon. It's very exciting. It's called
Driving Music.
That's the one. And it's obviously, I can imagine people are gonna be driving to it, they're gonna be walking to it, they're gonna be jogging, hoverboarding, they're gonna be doing everything to it. Morat is here in the studio with me. Hi, Gracie.
Hello. Good. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being here. Okay. We were just talking off air, like, briefly earlier, and we were saying, I remember when I graduated high school a few years back, and you just started music, and now you're all the way here. It's your third album. Very exciting.
Thank you. What
can we expect? What's going to be different about this one and unique?
I think it's better than the other ones.
Okay.
And, and, yeah, that's, I mean... that's all I can really think to say. It's
more personal, would you say?
Yeah, I think it's mostly more personal.
Yeah, awesome. Okay. Driving Music. There's so many. Was it hard coming up with the title for the?
It was very easy. I came up with the title before I had chosen the track list.
Okay.
Because my favorite song on the EP is called Drive Me Round. It's track two. So
I just
kind of went with that.
Awesome.
There were other demos that didn't make the cut that kind of fit the driving theme a little bit more. But then once I'd chosen the name,
I was sold on it.
Yeah.
Awesome. I found out, and this kind of blew my mind, you've been writing music since very young and even throughout your like last year of high school. How did you manage all that stuff?
I think... once I realized it's what I wanted to do, everything else kind of fell back as a priority.
Yeah.
Yeah, I started when I was maybe 15 or 16. The first songs I wrote were the first songs I put out. So I feel like my growth is like very obvious for everybody to see. I didn't do much of that in private. I like put out my first song, got a little bit better, put out my next EP.
Yeah.
Got a bit better, put out the next EP. And I feel like now I've kind of figured it out.
Awesome. I remember listening to Uninvited like every other person on this planet. And I just remember thinking, oh my God, we can relate to a song. That's kind of like the idea's never really been put out there, I feel. And I think making something original in today's day and age is really hard to do. And a lot of people aren't doing it. So thank you for doing something like that.
That's very nice.
You did Splendid in the Grass. a while back. Exciting. Amazing. Is it as amazing as the pics? Is it as beautiful?
Oh yeah, it's so fun to play. I feel like, yeah, Splendor, we played it, well, I've been 3 years in a row now. The 3 years ago was to play my first show there.
Yeah.
And then I played again last year, and then this year I went with All Day because he did like an All Day and Friends show. So I went and we played our song UFO together. But the crowds at Splendor are so fun.
Why do you think that is?
I think it's because it's Australia's maybe like biggest festival probably. And I think a lot of people travel to it and really just are very passionate about music and excited to be there. So I think that the effort that people go to be there, you can feel it when you're on stage.
Speaking of All Day, what's it like having, you would say friend, like good friend in the music industry, someone that's really big as well. What's it been like? Being friends with them,
it's been good. I mean, he's the reason I started. I went to one of his concerts, and then I decided that that's what I wanted to do.
Damn.
And then my first tour was with him. Actually, on the weekend, we finished another tour with him. We're housemates in America. We live together.
Okay. Whoa.
We have like matching tattoos, so we're pretty tight.
Awesome.
And it's just really nice to have someone to bounce ideas off and like, you know, get a second opinion that you can trust.
Yeah, and you supported Maggie Rogers on a European tour.
Mm.
Insane.
It was so fun.
What was, the other side of the world, was there something really different about the people there or the vibes? Or
I think the most exciting thing about it was every city that you go to, you can drive like between countries.
Right.
And every place has its own personality, like every city is so unique. And that was really exciting. It was my first time in some of these places. actually a lot of these places.
Yeah.
And that was really, really fun.
You've released brand new music. Speaking of which, we're going to play Charlie in a sec, which is super exciting. I really like the music video behind this.
Thank you.
Were you in an actual street? Like, can we clarify?
Yeah. In Melbourne. I thought it was Fitzroy North.
I knew it. I knew. I was like, I've seen very similar streets. I know where she is, but I couldn't work it out. Okay, guys. So shout out to all the Melbourne people. They're going to know exactly what it was like. Yep. Where'd you get the ideas for shooting that video?
So I kind of knew I wanted it to feel very suburban. And there's my friend Tim Hardy. I've been a fan of his for a little while. He's a really great photographer and we worked together on some Cub Sport videos. So I knew him through that.
Okay.
And I knew I wanted his lens, his way of seeing things to be a part of the video. So I asked him to direct it. And so he filmed all the stuff in Melbourne and I took my Super 8 camera up to Brisbane one weekend and just took some footage of my family and my house and stuff there. And then we put it all together. And
awesome. Yeah, I like the when you said the suburban vibe. I feel like, again, going back to originality, I feel like a lot of artists are trying to do the same thing, like sell the city, sell the big smoke, but you're just trying to keep it real and you're like, no,
thank
this
you
is, this is life for a lot of people.
Well, I feel like that's what I really, when I heard Lorde's Pure Heroin album, what I loved about it was that it was so, it felt so suburban, but also it made suburbia such, made it feel like you were watching a movie about your hometown almost, right? Because it was so cinematic but so personal as well.
Yeah.
And I think that really kind of got me thinking about what I find beautiful and interesting.
Yeah.
And so I think I really like to write stories that are set in suburban places because I just think it's very interesting.
Yeah. A lot of people can relate. I've done a bit of digging and I can't find a website that puts you to a specific genre. Would you agree? Would you be you cross genres all the time, or would you say your music is a specific genre?
I think I'm influenced by everything, but at the end of the day, if you had to give it a name, I would say it's pop or indie pop.
Okay.
But I listen to everything, so it probably all bleeds into the music. I love country music and I love pop music and I love hip hop and electronic and...
Love it.
Yeah.
We don't have limits. We don't have cars. It's great. For any young people that want to pursue a career in this industry, what advice would you give them?
I feel like there's so many, there's a lot of advice I could give, but the main couple things would be to trust your gut instinct.
Yeah.
And also to make something that you actually care about and that you love.
Yeah.
If you don't love it, don't put it out. I would say wait until you've made something that you're really excited about. And try and find a new way of telling a story, or you don't have to even tell a story. I would also say for songwriters, a lot of people get caught up about trying to write about a specific thing. They're like, I want to write about this today. But it's if it feels good, it doesn't have to make sense when you're writing it. It'll make sense later.
Yeah,
that would be another thing that I would say.
Very wise words. You heard it here first on Bad Gaze. Hey, we're going to play a not so bad song. It's pretty good, actually.
Thank you.
It's called Charlie. We're going to put it on now. You're touring America as well, later this month. That's insane. All of America.
Yeah.
And then you just said you did a tour with All Day. So awesome. But we're going to obviously see you back on the road very soon.
Definitely. Yeah.
So exciting. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Let's listen to Charlie here on Joy 94.9.
Still awake when you go to bed. Do you sleep like babe? I just want coffee for breakfast. I just want warm cups of tea. I just might love you forever. I hope you warm up to me. I hope your dreams are amazing. I hope your dreams are amazing. Daddy worked out well. best and he works so hard. My mom, she smells like cigarettes and they broke each other's hearts. She says that love is like a chess game. Boys gotta do the chasing. But when did I start taking her advice? I raised myself and that's alright. I don't want coffee for breakfast. I want warm cups of tea. I'm gonna love you forever. I hope you warm up to me. I hope your dreams are amazing. I hope your dreams are amazing. Hope your dreams are amazing. I hope I maybe sneak my way in. I'd like that. Oh, I was really feeling nothing, but you got me feeling something. And his heart felt like ice melts when winter turns to spring. And I keep your pictures like a hoarder. I think about you when I sing. Said you can lead a horse to water, but you can't always make a drink. So I drink coffee for breakfast. I want warm cups of tea. I just might love you forever. I hope you warm on to me. I think you might be my angel. Think you might be an angel. I think you might be an angel. I think you might be. All you gotta do is wait for me to get home like Charlie in the rain outside. All I wanna do is see you when I get home like Charlie in the rain outside. All you gotta do is wait for me to get home like Charlie in the rain outside. All I wanna do is see you when I get home like Charlie.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.